Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 1st. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a quarter at 681. March wheat down a penny and a half, 759 and three quarters. And March beans down 17 and three quarter cents at 1520 and a quarter. Well, the good news is the corn rallied 9 cents off the lows. The wheat rallied 15 off the lows. The beans rallied about a dime off the lows. Really didn't have anything to do with the interest rates. The Fed raised the interest rates up a quarter percent to 4.75. That was as expected. And they also made the comment that they expect more rate increases this year. The bonds rallied for some reason. They're up about a point and a half on the day, up to 31.14. A little bit surprising. The Dow Jones was up 250 at one point. It was down about 500 at one point. Had a big rally, then a pretty good break. But the S&P closed fairly strong, up 52. NASDAQ was up about 262. Crude oil wound up being down 246 a barrel at 76.41, lowest prices in 3 weeks. That dragged the bean oil down 154 ticks. You know, were the beans down because of the bean oil? Were the beans down because of the rains in Argentina? I think it's a little bit of both out here. The fact that the Chinese bought 5 to 7 cargoes of Brazilian beans, and as the harvest moves forward down there, they're going to buy more. I just don't see the U.S. being a factor unless the Chinese can't get the beans when they want it with the harvest down there. The corn was able to rally. Frankly, I don't know why. With the crude oil being down so much, the dollar was down 95 ticks, most of that after the grains closed. Maybe that's part of what rallied the corn and the wheat, but I really didn't see anything that fundamental. Maybe there was some Chinese buying on the break, end user buying on the break. I really don't know. The wheat rallied, the Kansas City wheat in Minneapolis closed four higher in Kansas, about 3 3/4 higher in Minneapolis. Again, I didn't really see much of a reason for the rally off the lows, except the wheat followed the corn, then the beans followed the wheat and the corn. So I don't know, it was a little bit of a confusing day to me. Really don't see much else. The export sales tomorrow, we're looking for corn 950, beans 1.1 million metric tons, and the wheat 450. Frankly, I'll be shocked if the beans make those numbers. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.